Proclamation number 3760 of 4th of May, 1946. Transitoriness of the earthly. Need before the end. Everything earthly is transient. But why do you attach such great importance to the transient while you disregard the imperishable, your soul? Although the soul's imperishability cannot be proven to you, you can recognize the transience of all earthly things daily and hourly, and from this realization already adjust your striving less earthly. And the less you desire earthly things, the more insightful you will become with regard to the soul and its aim and purpose. Therefore, the transience of earthly things will be brought home to you so closely in order to free you from the desires for them, so that the life of the soul will then receive more attention and you will attain realization. The body certainly constantly has its needs as long as it lives, and these must be taken into account by the human being fulfilling his earthly task, by fulfilling the duties which earthly life demands of him, by being constantly active. Yet he should come to the realization that earthly life was given to him in order to achieve an aim on earth, and he should seek to fathom this aim. He should not look for it in earthly wealth, which is why the transience of it is constantly made clear to him. Anyone who is serious about finding out his purpose in life will also soon attain the right realization, for God gave him the intellect for this purpose, the ability to think about himself and everything he can see around him. And the serious will to find the right enlightenment about it will also ensure his success. He will think right and true and recognize the life of the soul, which is everlasting, as the most important thing, and strive on earth to acquire eternal life for the soul. The realization of the futility of earthly goods must dissuade him from striving too eagerly for them, but faith in the soul's continued life must spur him on to the most eager striving for spiritual goods. And this is the purpose of the coming great destruction by God's will, which still lies ahead of people, so that they will seriously think about their soul and be ever more clearly pointed to the futility of striving for earthly goods. These are still valued all too highly despite the great earthly adversity, and as long as the soul is in danger of becoming completely worldly, God resorts to painful means in order to help them. He takes everything from people because they are not willing to give it up voluntarily, because they put it before the soul's needs and thus they completely disregard their purpose of earthly life. It is a final admonition and warning, a last resort before the end, which is certainly very painful but can be all the more salutary if the human being wants to understand God's language and takes it to heart. The time until the end is only short, but it can still be very valuable for the soul as soon as the human being puts earthly worries behind him and diligently cares for the soul by seriously striving for spiritual possessions, for possessions which are everlasting and which signify life for the soul in the spiritual kingdom when it departs from this earth. Amen.